Happy New Year, January 1st, 2024. Mr. McDougall in the house. Today's teaching is going to be on the grace of God. So, if you heard of the term grace of God before, you might be curious. I've heard of it. So I'll tell you what the grace of God is and what it does to your life in terms of value. The grace of God is a mathematical, energetic advantage. It's an engine. It's a vibrational escrow from heaven. Everyone has access to the grace of God when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And this will be to the highest degree. Jesus Christ was God's only living Son. He was an actual, real person. All other gods aren't real people. Now, Holy Spirit works through other people in terms of their light quotient. And every person has a different level of light quotient within them based upon their deeds and based upon how much they apply scripture. 2024, leader of the millennials, I'm drawing a line in the sand for humanity. All religions unite and band together because all religions are good. Religions are defined as a personal energy management system. We don't argue religions. We don't cause divides because someone's a Hindu and someone's a Christian. They're on the same team, the team of God. So we'll go into this rapid fire style advanced Christianity. So what kind of podcast is this? This is a rapid fire advanced Christianity podcast. The online classroom is flourishing. Fill out the constituency form in my link if you'd like to advance all your interests in all areas of your life. There isn't one person on this planet that couldn't benefit from me, and there's more people that I'm available for. So if you'd like to move forward, get on the constituency list. Here we go. Energy of man is futile compared to the energy of God. You must have God's energy inside of you. You need the grace of God inside of you. If you are desperate for God, the Spirit of God enters you. A Christian is a supernatural person. Spiritual productivity will be low without the grace of God. Someone with the grace of God hammers the Word of God and walks with Holy Spirit. I've walked with Holy Spirit my entire life. I am nothing. I am alive because of the grace of God. Grace has infinite levels and grows over time. As you hammer the Word of God, break your limits with God, and you will manifest your kingship. You will be a spiritual king in the spiritual world has ranks, and you'll become a spiritual king. Grace will make you a walking, living church. People will see the God in you. A Christian has to be a walking, living church, and that's what's happening to me. Your energy is just literally magnetic. People can't stop and turn and look at you. They just look at you because of your aura and your energy, the light being out of you, and it just attracts. It's just a mechanic, and you need to understand that. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you now have access to the grace of God. Greatness is connected to the level of grace inside of you. You can't become great or iconic in the kingdom without grace. Every person listening to this is meant to be great. A lot of your dreams you think are ordinary are actually extraordinary. Dreams come from three places: God, Satan, or your own heart. Nothing compared to hearing God. The one with the most grace is the greatest Christian. Grace is why you are saved and is the gift of God to his children. The grace of God makes you spiritually wealthy. God can give you divine ability, but you don't use it. The impossible becomes possible because of the grace of God. God will send you souls for you to win them by injecting the prayer of salvation into them. He who wins souls is wise. If you want to become super healthy, get planted in the house of the Lord. The health from heaven is real. A church is a spiritual family. These people are your spiritual family. It is a great privilege to have a spiritual family. You have to understand grace at a high level. The main words coming out of your mouth should be worship and thanksgiving. You need grace to achieve this. You need God empowering you. To be continuously in the presence of God is because of grace. Something is empowering you. You are able to say no to other things because you want to go to church, worship, and read Bible. You have a destiny. To achieve your destiny is impossible without the grace of God. It takes grace to be called into ministry. God analyzes your fervency of amen. The stronger you say amen, the more energy will enter into you. Grace is the help of God. Once grace flows through you, it will affect everything you do. When you have grace, God is flowing through you and you're shining. Break your limits and push onto God. Build more momentum and more grace will be bestowed onto you. Extremists win with God. I'm not stopping for anyone's mindset. You can never be content with God. You always push to your next limit. Mount yourself onto God. Give him your whole heart. Grace is a spiritual election. I hope you want to work for God in the ministry. Grace is spiritual wealth. You need grace. A man of God can call you into ministry. You cannot call yourself into ministry. Spirit of God must call you into ministry. Grace is everything. Children of God want more grace compared to accumulation of wealth and prosperity. Wealth and prosperity is great, but we should desire the grace of God because it's more powerful and more fulfilling and intoxicating. Visible grace is visible proof that man has been hyper connected to the Spirit of God. Cleave onto the Lord. If you have the grace of God flowing through you, that means you are hyper connected to God. Everyone is crystal clear listening to this. I am hyper connected to God. Therefore, you are closer to being hyper connected to God. If this message has found you, it's for a divine purpose. God is the architect of our life. You need connectivity to God always at home, in your bedroom, in your car, everywhere you go. Holy Spirit is onto you powerfully. If you have the grace, you have fellowship with the Spirit, and I have fellowship with the Spirit. It's pretty amazing. It's been about a year now. The greatest desire of all life, whether you know it or not, is to get closer to God. God does not fling himself onto you. You fling yourself into God, and you will see how fulfilled you are. All you need to do is push onto God. I find it so rewarding and intoxicating to push myself into God. Establish a goal for 2024. What you want to achieve with God, you need to plan. What you want with God, you need a purpose with God. Don't go into 2024 lackadaisical. Go into 2024 with God goal mindset. The ones who are connected will be exalted, but you must be serious with God. People who have the grace of God don't backslide, because backsliding is impossible because the power of God is working through you. Backsliding is easy when you have not tasted grace. Grace breaks the power of backsliding. People that suffer from mental health are being oppressed by Satan. Satan creates poor mental health. Grace destroys the power of backsliding. The word applied creates the grace of God. If you don't apply the word, the face of God cannot enter you. If you apply the word of God, this creates grace and God will enter you. If you are stiff-necked and rebuke repenting, grace of God cannot enter you. You must enjoy repentance. And the one thing I did for 15 years, I've said this on another episode, but I've repented for 15 years. I repented so much to the point that I didn't have any boundaries and I didn't know what abusive behavior was and let all these people just abuse me, manipulate me, take advantage of me. But then when it was time for them to withdraw into my life, they wouldn't. They withdraw from my life and don't deposit into my life. And so one by one, God removes them. But that's an example where I over-repented for 15 years and went down a deep rabbit hole, saw how evil world and humans are. And then God redirected me back to his kingdom. So that's what I call an inverted acorn empire. And that's been my business strategy. And so I don't know what that is. Of course, that's a whole teaching on its own. But basically, the inverted acorn empire to prosperity was repent until you are delivered. Repenting is after you accept the prayer of salvation, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Repenting is all you need. Just hyper focus on repenting and you'll be a powerful Christian. Grace and peace multiply onto the knowledge of God. Apply the word. Start walking into divine alignment. This is a space where I teach you power in the name of Jesus Christ consciousness. The world of God applied puts in the grace of God into you. Apply the word, pray, and fast enters inside of you. How you win the day is by the grace of God, also known as divine empowerment. Let us boldly come onto the throne of grace means praying. The more you repent, the more grace enters you. You must live by the word, and you will live life with the energy of God. Your energy is a vibrational escrow from heaven. Having the grace makes you a peculiar person. The highest benefit of fasting and praying is grace. Grace is connected to joy and peace, peace of mind and heart. Grace and peace are hyper-connected. A happy Christian has grace flowing through them. Peace of God is divine empowerment. No matter what you're going through, of what you have tried to connect to go by His word, you have mystical peace, the peace of God. Grace can only be planted in a humble person because He resists the proud and exalts the humble. I've repented for 15 years, which gave me God's direction, which I call inverted acorn empire, which I said earlier. It takes humility to access grace. Subject yourself on one another and clothe yourselves in humility. Think sober-mindedness is to be meek, humble-minded. To be drunk in your mind is arrogance. To be drunk in your mind is arrogance. If the heart is rock-hearted like millstone, grace is unable to enter because Holy Spirit cannot enter a hardened heart of stone. If Holy Ghost sees arrogance in your heart, He says, no grace for you. There is a lot of benefits when you get the grace of God. God's energy is unlimited and is from heaven, which pours into you as a vibrational escrow. It takes great discipline to manifest grace. The more you apply the do's and reduce the don'ts, you need grace. It's not easy to balance the Bible on your shoulders. Grace is connected to discipline. Jesus consciousness is the law of life. The more disciplined you become, the more grace enters into you. You do not want to live your life on your own energy. You want God's energy working in your life. The grace of God is something not from this world empowering you. Now here are four examples of grace. You'll have a strong prayer life. You have a strong studious life. You'll have supernatural focus, strong fasting power, and you are truly planted in the house of the Lord. And that's it for today's teaching. Such a powerful teaching. The grace of God is a mathematical advantage bonus after you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with my office for time, do so using MrMcDougall.com. If you'd like me to inject the prayer of salvation to you, send me a voice message on this app. Have a great day, and God bless you.